$10 on that if I could.
Is that all you need?
Yeah.
Okay. Man's wedding band. Fine, $10. Sign this here, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, I was broke and hungry on my way to that old pawn shop. Well, I went to the...
There's a conspicuous absence in today's pawn shops of the stereotyped scruffy cigar-smoking broker with visor and armband. But the proprietor of Burt's Jewelry and Loan does have the usual jumble of merchandise in his shop.
We have all kind of tools, rifles, shotguns, handguns, TVs, musical instruments.
What about all these coats? Do you still take in coats?
No, we haven't taken them in years, and we're just getting rid of all this now. And
vacuum cleaners, golf clubs.
And stereo equipment, luggage, jewelry of all types. Watches we're always stuck with.
Watch, pawn my chain, pawn everything that was in my name. Oh, lot of me, didn't I say sugary?
Who comes into the shop to pawn things?
Well, from winos to Piedmont people. Every walk of life. People who need money, it's a poor man's bank. They're gamblers, they're horse players, they're card players.
So what are you pawning?
I'm pawning a black and white TV, my diamond ring and my diamond watch. I got broke gambling.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where can you go if you need your rent? Can you go in a bank and borrow $100? Can you go in a bank and borrow anything? You can't.
How come you're pawning all this stuff?
It's because it's close to the holidays, and so I'm short right now.
Right.
I always get them out. The interest is high, but otherwise it's okay.
Well, for money for a Christmas present.
A Christmas present?
Yeah.
So how do you feel about parting with that ring temporarily?
Well, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. You plan to be back and get it, right?
Right.
Pawn my farm. Pawn my plow. Pawn everything, even pawn my old cow.
Now, where did you say the first pawn shops came from?
From the temples. In the biblical times. And what is Jerusalem, or where Christ was born, or, you know, in that area there. That was the beginning of it. Didn't he chase the money lenders out of the temples? People have always needed funds.
Many people regard pawn shops as seedy and disreputable places. Why do people have this image of them?
Because they take the position, I should say, that everything that comes into a pawn shop is stolen, which is not true. I don't know where they get that idea from, but they probably remember seeing Public Enemy Number One with James Cagney, and all pawnbrokers are not thieves. The legislatures, I would say, have more thieves than pawnbrokers.
For National Public Radio, this is Jenna Allison in Oakland, California.
All right, we're doing pawn shop. With my last...